This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, April 21st. God's word to you today is, give it up. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 9, 23 and 24, and it says, "Then he said to the crowd, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must first give up your own way. Take up your cross daily and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it." We concluded yesterday's devotional by saying that the glory that comes from you going to the cross is more important than the temporal victory you're seeking. For this reason, sometimes, God will allow his children to go through the burner so that they can come out as fine gold. People will call you an overnight success because they do not know the press you have gone through. But why the burner? Jesus explains why in John 12:24. "Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." For many of us, the vision God has given to us is like the grain of wheat. We are polishing the grain, taking selfies with it, posting it on Facebook and on Instagram, and tweeting about it. Selfies cannot multiply the vision. Except the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. The way of God is the path of the cross that leads to resurrection. God has not called us to just live a crucified life. God has called us to live a resurrected life, a huge difference. Unfortunately, a lot of people are jumping ship because they do not want to pay the price. The story is told of a captain of a popular cruise line named Captain Schettino. Captain Schettino, while directing the affairs of the ship one day, encountered a problem and the ship was about to capsize. Guess what Captain Schettino did? He jumped off the ship and swam to shore to place a call to a rescue party. The rescue party was curious to know who was at the other side of the line, and he told them he is the captain of the ship. "Where are you?" they asked, and he said he was by the lighthouse on shore. "You abandoned your ship?" they asked. He said, "I came to make the call." They told him to go back to the ship because a captain does not leave his ship. A pilot does not leave his aircraft. So why would a man abandon his family, jump ship when things are tough? Captain Schettino had to swim back. The captain does not abandon his ship. It is the principle of life. It is easy to look at Captain Schettino and conclude that he was an irresponsible man. But if you are true to yourself, you will admit that you have been tempted to jump ship, tempted to preserve yourself. Sometimes it is only when you give up your life that you actually find your life. In fact, with God, you have to actually give up your life to actually find your life. Let us pray. Our prayer today is based on Galatians 2, verse 20. Lord, today I reaffirm that I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. I live by trusting in Jesus daily. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.